Welcome everybody to another episode of the Providence Lucha Talk. I am your boy Jay Aguilar.
And this is Lucito.
And this week we're just focusing on only and just only the LWO. Yes, Backlash is in Puerto Rico, where we're gonna be seeing some of these awesome matches that have been placing card. For those who are following us, thank you. Please be sure to subscribe and like and follow us on all of our social media, Providence Lucha Talk. Type it in on Google, Bing, wherever you watch or, you know, look at your podcast. You know, that's where you'll find us. So let's begin.
It's like the first pay-per-view in Puerto Rico since like early 2090. So
really?
Yeah, it's been like almost two decades.
Do you remember some of the matches that happened back in 1990 or...
I could look them up, but
last Puerto Rico pay-per-view.
Yep, let me see. WPR pay-per-view. It's been years.
Well, I'm gonna say a couple of decades. Yeah. Puerto Rico. For those who are excited for this matchup, we're just excited that it's in a whole new environment. I'm only worried that they don't get overheated like it happened in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, it shouldn't be too bad. The weather over there, it's what, in the 70s, 80s now at this time?
At this time?
Yeah. All so right. Friday is going to be, well, where I'm from, Juncos, whatever, but it might be a little bit hotter, but it's between 75 to 80. So it's like if they were in Florida. And they do fine in Florida.
Okay. Hey.
It's not Saudi Arabia.
It's your people. Yeah. It's your people.
Well, Bad Bunny, he got home field advantage, so it should be.
He does. So, let's talk about these matches, right? Number one, I want to talk about, so let's do this. Numero uno. Let's talk about,
All right, so, just kind of, the last year, it was 2005 in Puerto Rico, and it was
18 years ago.
New Year's Revolution, and Batista was the cover of the paper.
Is he even Latino?
No, but I think that
his last name is Bautista. Yeah. Let me stop. Okay. Carlito wasn't even in. Wait, Carlito was part of that. Do you see the matches?
So we had the Hurricane and Rosie versus versus Stans.
Okay.
We had Eugene and William Regal versus Christian Tyson Tomko.
That's sad.
Trish Stratus defeating Lita. Sergeant Benjamin's against Maven. It's so back. Muhammad Hassan and Davari versus Jerry Lawler and Jim Ross. Kane defeating Snitsky. Triple H with Ric Flair defeating Randy Orton, Batista, Jericho. Yeah, so this is like, that was the Elimination Chamber for the World Heavyweight Championship. And Shawn Michaels was the guest referee for that pay-per-view.
Yo, and who came out on top?
I think Triple H, yeah.
Wow, Elimination Chamber. That is, wow.
Yeah, 2005, that's great. Like
18 years ago.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Hey. Well, so we're back in Puerto Rico. The first match I would like to talk about, I don't like the order that I'm looking at, but it is what it is. Let's start with number seven. Number seven over here, it says Bad Bunny versus Damian, or in Espanol, Damian Priest, for a San Juan street fight. Now, are they going to the main street of San Juan?
Yes.
Are they going to literally be under, what's the decoration they're using now on the
umbrella thing?
Yeah.
I think that's still out. I think we will see Puerto Rico wrestlers helping Bad Bunny out.
Okay.
So we might see like a Carlito or Carlos Colon or...
the Colons, yeah.
El Invader, we might see maybe Savio Vega. Like people like that, like 90s, 80s wrestler, like WWE... that are in Puerto Rico, we might see some of those people like
Damian
helping
out. Priest is definitely getting this beat down because ain't no way in hell Bad Bunny
at his home.
Bad Bunny, I don't think he's losing.
But it's still not a lose-lose for him either way, but I think Bad Bunny will take this one.
They're both Puerto Rican, Bad Bunny, that's like more of his domain too, like you were saying. So, yeah, Bad Bunny is like Bad Bunny, all right? Yeah. Like,
but I think just to add kind of to the news for Judgment Day, I don't know if you heard the news, they're thinking of adding another member to Judgment Day, which we'll talk later on after the Backlash.
That's a nice information that I was not aware, but I'm glad you introduced it. Match number six I have here is Bianca Belair, champion, versus Mrs. Io Sky, alongside with Damage Control, Bayley and Dakota Kai, for a single match WWE Raw Women's Championship. Is Bianca losing it?
Well, the Raw title's in SmackDown, but I think she might lose it.
So are you seeing that Io may become the Raw Women's Champion?
And they might do a swap, a title swap.
No.
Because the new roster takes effect after the pay-per-view.
Right, but
so
Damage Control is where?
Damage Control is
in Raw. Bianca went to SmackDown.
Well, what's her name? Rhea Ripley is in Raw.
And she has the SmackDown Championship belt. I mean, the best thing they could do is just swap. I don't think Bianca is losing the belt. Personally, I don't think she's losing it.
There's really nobody else for Bianca, but I was like, Io, you know, she used to be former NXT champion.
That's great.
She, out of everybody in her,
I love her.
Besides, what's her name? Not Dakota, but the other one. I really forgot.
Gonzalez?
No. So Dakota. Tegan? Yeah, there's other people there that could maybe have a chance, but I could see Io.
Who you were talking?
No, and
as partnership, are you talking about Gonzalez?
No, and Damage Control. Bayley. I'm like, it's a B. I'm like, I'm trying to. Yeah, so many names. How I don't know.
Forget about Big Booty Bayley, man.
Yeah.
Hi, Bayley.
But there's really nobody else. Like, there's some people that they got drafted to SmackDown, new, but maybe they can start new for.
No, Bianca is keeping it and trading it off.
Okay.
With whoever retains the SmackDown Championship belt.
So I got Io, you got...
I got Bianca. Now, this one is going to be very interesting. In the triple threat match for the United States Championship, we have Austin Theory, Bobby, Black-Ass Lashley, and Mr. Big Boy Bronson motherfucking Reed.
Big Boy is going to get it.
Who?
Also reading. We're gonna get him a ship. But I feel the way it's coming, so I feel like that's a way for up Theory. The way might reunite.
The way are they all in Raw?
They're all in except Theory. He's in SmackDown.
Okay, so
but he could lose and he's gonna need the way to get back together. But I think Bronson Reed, it's about time.
May the fourth be with your dumbasses who watch Star Wars. I want to go with my boy, Big Black Man himself, the boss, Bobby Lashley, new champion. I'm going for a new champion, but Bobby Lashley.
I got a new champion.
Bronson Reed. This is a Vince match, single match. Seth freaking Rollins versus Omos alongside with MVP.
Seth. Yeah. And I think they're free agent almost on almost on MVP are free agents.
We have La Mami, Rhea Ripley versus La Puerto Riqueña representative of LWO, Miss Selena Vega for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Yeah, that's not. Mommy's gonna get it. Unfortunately, sorry.
Mommy?
Yeah. I know some Puerto Rico. She's gonna do a good match. But
I like the speech Ray gave her though. As long as you have heart and you're willing to work.
Yeah, but it's
gonna pay off. I think that was
on this one, unfortunately.
Okay. So mommy's going
Yeah, Rhea Ripley.
All right.
She's unstoppable at the moment. Like,
you know what? I'm going to do something very unique, all right? I'm going to do this. I'm going to press this button right here. Hey, Siri, flip a coin. If it's had, it's Rhea. Okay. Hey, Siri, flip a coin. She said tails. I'm picking Zelina Vega.
Okay. We both got both former championship.
Yeah, so, opposite, yeah. Right. This could be a very interesting conversation for another single match. Also have Vince McMahon name on it. Is the Brock Lesnar versus Mr. American Nightmare Cody Rhodes. Yeah. El Cubano versus El Gringo Malo. Who's winning this?
Cody has won it. He's going through the same story as John Cena. Like, he's going through a gauntlet.
Well, okay, elaborate just a
real... So John Cena had to do the same thing. When he went against Roman Reigns,
okay,
the basically the night after that, he literally, the same thing, they rinse and repeat. He had to go to Brock Lesnar and go through a gauntlet of people before going back against Roman again.
Interesting.
So I feel like they kind of rinse and repeating. And I don't, and also, Cody losing is not a, it's not a good thing for him, especially making the new World Heavyweight Championship. So he needs to start picking up wins.
Do you think that's going to impact the decision making of him being in a tournament?
Him losing against Brock Lesnar, no. But I feel like it helps if he beats Brock, because it makes him not more of a main eventer, but it's like you're beating top tier people. So it's like it puts him in, kind of keeps him in the main event.
Losing to Brock, I don't think it's going to break him or make him. Losing to Brock, it just pleases Vince.
Yeah.
I believe Cody was still...
He's going to pull
be
it off.
Involved yeah. for the new heavyweight belt yeah. that's going to be at Raw, which he was the yeah. number one pick. Mm-hmm. So it's not pressure on him. It's like, if I'm telling the story, I do want...
Because I don't see... It's weird because I don't see him... I know he does the Crossroads. It's going to be tough for doing it against...
If I'm writing the story of Cody Rhodes and Brock Lesnar... And they have, you know, hissy fits throughout every Monday before yeah. Backlash. Do I want the Cowboy to win, or do I want the American Nightmare to win? I'm stretching it out a bit because I'm really
DQ
thinking it.
Or something, or not no contest or DQ and continue another match again.
I mean, this is a single match. This is yeah.
no. No, but I'm saying they like. Because Roman could get involved, Solo could get involved. Like, they're around. You know what I'm saying? Like, they could just keep...
But why would they get involved with a Brock Lesnar match? That doesn't make sense to me.
True, but they could use to just mess with Cody.
What does Cody has to do with the Bloodline? They already...
True, but if they attack him or mm-hmm. Brock,
mm-hmm.
they have to do another match because it's not settled between them. So he still has to keep going, I guess.
I didn't get yeah. a clean match out of the Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley in Elimination True. Chamber. And we didn't get that yeah. rematch in
that's they messed up on that one. They messed up on that. That should have been Bobby. That should have been the other WrestleMania moment.
Yeah.
Bobby.
1,000%.
Not the almost. Not the almost.
Screw
thing.
You, whoever was the yeah. decision maker of that match.
I think... Cody's going to end up getting it
I'm
somehow.
Going with Brock Lesnar okay. for the fact that he might win by DQ.
Okay.
That's my bold prediction of this night.
Okay.
Brock Lesnar winning by via DQ. It's not going to be cute, but it's not going to hurt Cody. It's not going to hurt Brock.
No.
And I don't think Brock is going to be vengeful for it, because if he was, he would have went after Bobby Lashley the night after True. WrestleMania. Yeah. Just talking out loud. Yeah. Thinking out loud. Shout out to Ed Sheeran for winning his case. In the last match, which I'm assuming it could be either the opener or the closer, depending on how they haven't been this hot. So I think yeah. they might be the opener personally. It's a 6-man tag team match. We have Matt Riddle, Kevin Owens, and Sami Zayn, who are currently the tag team champion, the undisputed tag team right. champion. Versus the Bloodline, which it's kind of a sidebar real quick. It was very interesting that during the draft, the Bloodline was a mix of Paul Heyman, Roman Reigns, and Solo.
One day.
And then the Uso was the Usos.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the whole stable yeah. was not.
They had to. Yeah, they had to. I feel like Roman's making them earn their way back. To the
that's to the line. That's weird. That's a weird. But this is called the Bloodline with Solo, Ray, and Jimmy versus with Paul Heyman, you know, being the advocate for the Bloodline for this 6-man tag team match.
I think the Bloodline will take it. It has to start beginning after Sammy and Kevin started winning the title. They've lost momentum. They faced that Street Profit.
They lost a lot of momentum.
They faced the Street Profit, and it felt like a whatever match. And
that was rushed.
And it's just like there's nothing, no level of importance with them having the title, which is unfortunate.
And they're trying.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Kevin Owens had an online interview, like off-air interview, And he was like, his name is Solo, but he's never alone, which is a funny, funny bit. Yeah. May I say that's genius. That is genius. His name is Solo, but he's never alone. Yeah. Solo mean alone in a different language. Yeah. The whole bit is amazing. Yeah. Is amazing. But yeah, they didn't have been not been that hot. And Matt Riddle, I don't think really helps the group either. Yeah.
And he doesn't add any level of like excitement or not, like it's just
bro.
Yeah.
Like, just 420 support and that's it. Very, very interesting.
Yeah, the bloodline. I think Solo is gonna end up winning this one.
So
like Solo is gonna be the one who's gonna get the pin. Okay. Yeah.
Cause so, I'm like, wait. No. It's not three.
No, no, but it's not just Solo. No.
The bloodline is
he's gonna be the one who's pinning somebody. He's gonna be the one who's
Solo is the one that's is pinning. Yeah. Okay. Got it. Yeah. Cool. I want to give it to the Canadian boys. I really, really do. I really, really, really do. But I don't. They lost that momentum.
It's just.
They don't have that. Like when it was like after the bloodline without the belt, it was edgy. Yeah. It was crazy. It was very lively. It was awesome to see them hug it out and get the reaction. They're not in Canada.
It's not
the same.
It's not. I don't know.
They're not in Canada.
There's something like.
I don't think Puerto Rico is going to be that
for them. I don't think so. I think they're going to get behind
the bloodline over the Canadians in Matt Riddle. Matt Riddle?
No.
Oh,
I think might be American.
He's American? Okay, cool. Because I was going to say the Canadians, but, you know.
But either way, it's just like them losing, it's not the fact that the title's not on the line, but I think that this might be the beginning of the end of that.
I'm with you on this one. I think bloodline is winning it. Yeah. And I'm hoping this is the opening match because Bad Bunny being the closer would not. Yeah. I think that would be more.
That should be the closing.
Yeah, because like.
Either that or the Brock Lesnar one. One of the two.
Brock. I mean, Brock Lesnar was the. He is the. Oh. We'll see how the order go. But, you know, out of these matches. We have really good. I think we only difference in just the
women's championship.
Women's championship. Be funny if we do get
new. And women's championship and the same thing with the United States championship.
Well, Bronson. I said actually you said Reed. And then I picked, my phone pick is Zelina for me. So to follow us on all of our social media, we're on the Facebook, Instagram, the YouTube, as well as the Twitter, Providence Lucha Talk. And you can find us in your favorite podcast media app. All you have to do is type in the word Providence Lucha Talk, L-U-C-H-A, and you'll be able to find us. You know, it's our a wrestling animated form with our own version of our belt. We appreciate you again. Please be sure to like and subscribe, share with a friend, family, loved ones. And, you know, we'll talk next week on the result of Backlash and any other wrestling news. I'm your boy, Jay.
Yes, Lucito.
We say good night, buenas noches, and bye.
Yeah.